Command 1, come in.
Go.
Something's happening, George. I'm parked up on one of the high ridges. Front lines are rapidly changing shape like they... Hang on, I'm seeing some puffs. Whoa, did you hear that?
Hey, we're under attack. Take cover.
Command 1, we just intercepted a message from the forward troops. Expect an advance within 60 seconds.
We've already been shelled. Are you meaning more than that?
Yes, they will be coming quickly.
Raper, see you?
He left a few minutes ago. He's on his way to Mac.
Call Mac and tell him about the movement. I'll inform the others.
Got it. South Station, come in.
This is South Station, go.
Mac, troops will be moving your way within 60 seconds.
Got it. Hey, is Ray still with you?
Negative. He's on his way. I have to call Mr. Williams.
Get to it. Ray?
Mr. Williams, expect an advance of GC troops in less than 1 minute. Mr. Williams, are you there? Mr. Williams!
Oh, my leg! God help me!
Is there any truth to the speculation that you are overawed because of the possibility that their god may intervene?
I do not worry about fairy tales, but even if they did have supernatural help, they would be no match for our fighting machine.
Why not simply go on the offensive, charge forward, and win the war in short order?
I am a man of peace. I always believe first in diplomacy and negotiation. It is most unfortunate that we have to resort to bloodshed to achieve our goals, but we will do what we have to do to create a utopia for society.
Based on Glorious Appearing, the 12th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 133 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Any word from Steele?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
Anybody else report seeing him in the last hour?
Nothing.
Now, what do we hear from Buck?
Nothing new there either.
Since when?
Rayford heard from him late this morning.
And?
Nothing to speak of.
Chang, what are you saying?
Nothing.
Yeah, so I gathered. What is it that you're not saying?
Nothing that won't be cured in a little while.
Look, I don't need double talk here, pal. If I have to, I'll call him myself.
I've tried. I'm showing his phone to be inoperable.
You mean turned off?
Unlikely.
Not working, or damaged.
I'm really kind of hoping it's the former.
Well, the GPS is still active, isn't it?
Not for him.
Doctor?
Eliezer.
Are you all right, Doctor?
Yes, yes. Just dizzy with anticipation. My heart aches for this event.
You are certain that Dr. Ben-Judah was correct about the timing? Hmm?
The best we've calculated? This is the day.
Sir, the people... Is there nothing we can tell them? They are clearly as restless as we.
A million restless people is not a good thing, but what would you have me tell them? Settle down and take a nap?
I am newer to this than you, Rabbi, but...
Please, reserve such a title for Dr. Ben-Judah. I am merely a student.
Nonetheless, I sense the populace is as eager as I to know the exact moment of Messiah's return.
They are not alone.
If it is, as you and Dr. Ben-Judah have taught, 7 years from the signing of the covenant, does that mean it will be to the minute? I recall the signing being at around 4 in the afternoon, Israel time, 7 years ago today.
I have no idea, my friend. I do know this. God has his own economy of time. Do I believe Messiah will return today? Yes. Will it trouble me if he does not appear until tomorrow? No. My faith will not be shaken. Suffice it to say, I expect him soon.
Oh, no. Hey, Chang, you there?
Yeah, Mac, what's up?
I got a visual on something. About a mile from my position. Looks like a red metal fuel tank, possibly from Ray's ATV.
Any sign of him?
No. Looks like the thing might have taken a tumble over those rocks, or... Who knows, could have been hit by a missile. Are you picking up anything from his phone?
It's inoperable, too, but its GPS is still pulsing. Trouble is, the signal is very spotty, intermittent.
Low battery?
Not likely. It's reading more like a geological obscurity.
What, like under a rock?
Possible, or in a hole, or a narrow canyon. Basically, the bird's picking up reflections above the phone.
That may be useful. I'm heading over there.
I've got a lens pointed that way now.
Can you see the ATV tank?
I'm looking.
That phone is due south of me. You should look about 20 degrees east.
Hang on. I see it.
Okay, I'm going to go have a look myself.
Sir, any chance you could send someone else?
Why? I'm twiddling my thumbs here. Sebastian has the troops under control.
Frankly, I'd rather you go to Jerusalem.
Chang, stop beating around the bush and tell me what's going on here.
Come see me, Mr. McCollum.
Right. Be right there. All right, Chang. What's the big secret?
Come with me. I don't want everyone to hear. I've asked Dr. Rosenzweig to join us.
Hello, Mac.
Doctor.
Please, sit.
Chang, how about we cut the dramatics?
I'm sorry. I don't know how to... I guess there's no delicate way to say this. Mr. Williams reported that Dr. Ben-Judah was killed in the fighting at Jerusalem.
Oh, boy.
I was afraid of that. I can only hope he didn't suffer.
So, Chang, you've heard from Buck?
Captain Steele did and reported it.
So you've heard from Captain Steele?
This was a while ago.
Oh. So you've been sitting on this news?
Captain Steele asked me to, but now with him missing and...
Him too? And I am unable to raise Cameron on the phone.
I felt you both should know. I mean, I know this may all be moot by this time tomorrow.
Perhaps even by 4 this afternoon. The question now is... What to say? What to do?
I don't know if there's anything we can do. I radioed Smitty. He's looking for Ray. And Chang here thinks I ought to go to Jerusalem.
What?
I do. From the look of what's left of his vehicle and his phone, odds are all Mr. Smith is going to find are Captain Steele's remains. I'm sorry to be so blunt.
But a flight to Jerusalem? Now?
Actually, Doc, I'm going along with Chang on this one. Buck might be hung out there, no way to communicate, and... With Sion gone, he might be looking for a way to get out.
You might be right.
Besides, no point in any less of us being together when the show starts, huh?
The Show?
Oh, sorry. You know what I mean.
That won't have anything on him?
Just some rations. A few clips of 9mm. These Benjis are all poor saps.
That one don't look like a Benji.
Died like one.
Let's go, before Nick sees us.
Hang on. This guy has one leg pinned in the wall. Want to see if I can get it loose, because the other boot looks really nice. About the right size, too.
What about the wedding ring?
Oh, look at all that swelling. You'd never get that thing off.
Cut it off.
Don't want it that bad.
What about the coat?
What about it?
Looks brand new.
Yeah, I was just noticing that.
Jerusalem? You're joshing me, right?
Hey, walk the streets, see the sights. Want to come? I'm leaving in 10 minutes.
Whoa, what are you looking for me to do in 10 minutes, Mac? Fit you for a coffin?
Quick and dirty, Zeke. Just need to be able to move around. If you got anything higher than a private's rank, that might help too.
Oh, you gotta give me 20.
15.
Deal.
All right, what have you got?
All right, best bet's gonna be, Buck Sergeant Damon Galley.
All right, Zeke, how close am I going to have to look at these uniforms to find blood on them?
Well, I may actually have a clean one or two. I got a little crew that goes harvesting. They look for the tidier kills.
And good. I have this thing about not wearing uniforms of people who were decapitated.
I'm with you there, Mac. All right, helmets and boots are on that table. And find something that'll fit. I'll get your docs ready. Rank attaches the field coat with Velcro. And don't forget the gloves. Nobody's much checking for Carp's mark anymore, but just to be safe.
Yeah. Listen, I'm kind of in a hurry here, Jeeves. You offer express tailoring, right?
The rack's in good shape these days. You should be able to find one that fits over that spare tire of yours.
Watch it. You got any weapons here?
Like they're growing on trees, man.
Good. What do you think? This one fit?
That should get it done, Mac. But no, don't put it on yet.
I got to get moving.
I know, but I need 5 more minutes.
For what?
Painting.
Painting? Painting what?
Painting you, man. Gallagher was black.
Black?
Yeah. Good match for height and weight. Not a doughboy, but not a general either. This guy's a good fit. Besides, the mark doesn't show up missing as quickly.
And you can manage this in 5 minutes.
If you're game.
Let's go.
All right. Now hold out your hands, just in case.
All right.
This stuff takes a couple minutes to dry. Don't get up against anything. Then we'll get a photo, you'll be on your way.
Am I going to run if it rains?
Probably not. Hold still, let me get your face.
Probably not?
Mac, come in.
Hang on. Yeah, what do you got?
Nothing yet. I spotted the wreck, but it's going to take a few more minutes to climb down to it.
All right, you be careful out there, Smitty.
I'll let you know as soon as I find anything.
Good.
All right, there we go. All right, now let's get that photo. Stand right there. All right, give me that constipated, ain't eating good in 4 weeks, GC officer look. Oh, that's good, Mac. Right there, yeah, hold it. All right, turn. Nice. Yeah, hold it. All right, you give me another 60 seconds and you are out of here.
Good. You got any shells in this place?
Bottom shelf of the fridge.
Bottom... I don't want to know.
Listen, make sure you tell Buck and Sion where you got that fabulous tan, you hear? Hey, give the boys my best, man. Mac?
I'll do that, Zeke. I'll do that.
All stations, this is Command 1. Let's make sure we're clear on the orders. We are now in watch mode. We have no offensive objective. I'm sure it's obvious to all of you that the massive troop formation below us has not moved. You're still surrounded for all intents and purposes. Our collection of 50 cals and directed energy weapons has not miraculously multiplied beyond the slim number we started with. That being the case, we wait. One eye on the front line and the other on the sky. This is history in the making, people. Enjoy. Command 1 out.
My beloved brothers and sisters in Messiah, as well as the seekers and undecided among us, please give me your attention. If I could have your attention, please. Thank you. I know we all expect the imminent return of our Lord and Savior, and I can think of no greater privilege than to have him appear as we speak. But please, please settle down. I share your enthusiasm.
While I know that there will be nothing else on your minds until he comes, I thought there might be value in focusing specifically on him this afternoon. I know there remains among us many who are withholding their decisions about him until he appears. Consider this my final effort to persuade you not to wait. We do not know what may befall us at that moment, whether God will allow scoffers and mockers and rejectors to change their minds. Surely there has been more than enough evidence to reveal the truth of his plan. If not, I am certain his return will overpower all previous evidence. Do you wish to risk discovering that moment being too late to respond?
Halt! Identify yourself.
Don't shoot.
Don't shoot.
I'm Josef Svench.
Who do you serve, Josef Svench?
Like you, comrade, I serve Yahweh. I am sent by the resistance that remains near the Pool of Siloam.
You have made a dangerous trip, all things considered. Why?
I came to see if it is true.
If what is true?
We are hearing that the body of a rabbi was found in this building.
And if it was, what then?
If a rabbi falls, there are things to be done. If a rabbi falls while in battle, fighting to defend our inheritance, are we not even more compelled to honor him?
Comrade, you may return to the faithful at the Pool of Siloam and tell them it is true. Assure them as well that appropriate steps are being taken to honor the rabbi.
I am both saddened and relieved. Is the body here?
It is close, but has been moved out of sight. An American who was with the rabbi brought him in here, apparently to try to save him. And when he was not able, he moved his body to a place of rest just a few meters away.
And it is here that the rabbi died?
You are standing on the spot.
Give me some good news, Chang.
Such as?
Such as Buck's dead phone just started singing like an opera soprano.
No such luck. Where are you?
I just touched down south of the Mount of Olives. Took me a while to find a place where I wouldn't be landing on Carpathia's troops.
Lots of them?
You might say that.
Any particular movement?
You know, I have no idea how this many troops can be on the same page. Millions stretched out from Jerusalem all the way to Edom. No apparent objective, and I'm having a hard time identifying any command and control.
That could be a good thing.
Not really.
Why?
Why? Because I'm wearing a sergeant's uniform. Stuff starts happening, these bozos could be looking to me for orders.
I repeat, that could be a good thing.
Yeah, no thanks. Listen, just for grins, you know where Carp is right now?
On TV.
Doing what?
Taking heat over the loss of New Babylon. Apparently lots of people depend on it.
No way the GC's putting that stuff on the air.
They're not, but yours truly still has a few tricks left.
Attaboy, Chang. But do we know where he is? I mean, last I heard, he was on a bullhorn outside Herod's gate. Unless they were just broadcasting his voice.
No, it was him, all right. He's moved his entire command post inside the old city.
The old city? That's impossible. I'm looking at the old city, and the place is crawling with...
I thought so, too. Try underground.
Underground?
Solomon's Stables.
Ah. Hey, that makes sense. I wonder if I can get in there.
Why?
Well, you and I both know finding Buck is a long shot. Maybe I can do a little eyes and ears on the side.
I'll see if I can get any better intel and get it to you.
Yeah, thanks. Look, I better get going. There's some activity south of the Mount of Olives.
Sergeant, catch that personnel carrier, if you would.
Yes, sir.
Looks like the command and control just found me. I'll check in soon, Jane.
Godspeed, Mr. McCollum.
Any idea what's going on?
I heard Temple Mount.
What about it?
That's where we're going.
Who's controlling it right now?
Hard to tell. Benjis are being stubborn.
Yeah? How so?
Ain't dying like they're supposed to.
Yeah. Holding their own. Most of them without training. Interesting, huh?
Hey, what are you, the stinking publicist?
I just want him dead.
All right.
All right, listen up. Game time. Our orders are to put together a force for potentate support. We're going to make our way to the entrance of the stables. It's a hot zone, so stay awake. Let's move out.
Jay, you got anything?
Nothing, sir. Where are you?
A couple blocks from Solomon's stables.
Okay, how'd that happen?
Looks like we're heading into the middle of this mess to do something or other for Carp. I'm thinking they'll travel on captured territory. So if Buck's alive, I'll assume he'll keep ducking. But if he's dead, this may give me a chance at the needle in the haystack, finding him. Besides, it might be interesting to be standing next to Nick when our commander-in-chief rolls in, know what I mean?
Gotcha. Be careful, and keep in touch, sir.
Yeah, you bet.
Did you hear?
It would appear he's in great danger. And it would appear you are tied up in knots. You're so tense.
Well, aren't you?
Messiah is coming. What else matters?
Tech Center.
Ching, Abdullah. I'm pretty sure I've got a trail.
A trail? Of what?
I'm afraid it's blood.
Hey, what unit is this?
Field platoon, I don't know. 2780, I think. Who are you?
JOC liaison. Who's your CO?
It's Master Sergeant Kupek, or something like that.
You don't know?
Yeah, sir, I don't know. You know how many languages you got in this chalk? There are guys here who used to fight other guys here, all in the same platoon. We have no idea what's going on. It's a wonder we don't shoot each other in the confusion. You want us to memorize chain of command? Sir?
As you were. Master Sergeant Kupek, sir.
It's Kopek. Who are you?
Corporal Dance, JOC.
I was beginning to wonder if anybody was running this circus. What have you got?
Orders and a new radio, sir.
Good. Thank you. What's a sit-rep?
Sir, Unity forces have taken the Armenian quarter to the south, the Christian quarter to the west, and much of the Jewish quarter outside the Temple Mount.
What about the mount itself?
Sir, Benti still holds it to the southeast, and the Muslim quarter to the northeast, from Herod's Gate to just east of the Church of Flag. Joint Ops has more troops filling the west side of the church area. East side is still reporting taking fire. Getting harder to move troops through the streets.
Now, why is that?
Bodies, sir. Starting to pile up.
Carry on.
Yes, sir.
All right. Listen up, gentlemen. It appears there really is a Joint Operations Command, and it appears they have issued us orders. Our next objective is the Pools of Bethesda. Apparently, there is a makeshift shrine to a dead rabbi there. We understand the body's hidden, but they've surrounded the shrine with cardboard signs and personnel pleading that no one defile the holy place. Our job is to defile the holy place. To get there, we need to break open this street. Benji's dug in under the bank on the left. On my mark, I want coordinated RPG launches. Three quarters on the site, one quarter backblast to the east. We want to contain and kill. First mark, RPG. Second mark, infantry attack double time. Form a firing line and advise when ready. Move out!
Buck wouldn't stop me with Jones' body, would he? There's no way he would have stayed to guard it. All right, Lord, I have no idea what to pray here.
Fire line ready, sir!
Yeah, very good. And mark! And mark! Move out! Move it!
Except come, Lord Jesus, come!
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Glorious Appearing by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Sound design by Glenn West. Music by Steve Wick. Directed and produced by Todd Busteed. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.